I'm going to level with you. I'm not the best manager in the world. I'm a decent coach, but management is my co-founder's thing, not mine. And thank God for that, because developing your team is one of the single most high-leverage things you can do as a leader, which is why I'm really happy we're working with Personio. They're the all-in-one HR platform you need to handle everything from hiring to onboarding, handling absences to managing compensation. Their features touch every point of the employee lifecycle, from onboarding right through to exit interviews. And because they automate so much of the boring but necessary HR admin, you and your managers can focus on getting the best out of your people. So, if you're leading a growing business and want to spend less time on HR admin, then book a demo at personio.com/secret leaders. That's personio.com/secret leaders. There's a link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to Secret Leaders. Masaib was working as an engineer in Canada when he thought to himself, this 9-to-5 life isn't for me. He wasn't sure how he was going to get out of the grind, but he knew he needed some form of passive income. He tried trading stocks, but that had him up all night stressed and up early to make sure he was there for the opening of the stock exchange. He tried dropshipping, but it turned out to be too much work marketing the product. Real estate was out of the question because he didn't have enough money to start. Then he decided that e-commerce would be his ticket, and he would use private label.
Private label is where you buy products that are already manufactured from other manufacturers and you put like your own brand label on it and you just sell it. So you're not the manufacturer, you're just buying it from someone who has already made it. You're just branding them as your product and then you're selling it.
As it turns out, this would have a steep learning curve. Masaib wasn't just looking to make money. He was looking for a sense of freedom.
I was just sitting on my desk one day. I think it was maybe after 3-4 years. I was climbing up the corporate ladder. I was promoted to first from a junior mechanical engineer to a project manager to a senior mechanical engineer. And I was just sitting one day on my desk and I realized, you know, I am capable of more than that. And the thing that I was looking for was freedom. And then I figured out, hey, in order to be, you know, have more freedom, what do I need to do? So those are the things that I identified, real estate, stocks, whatever. I need to do something like passive. But the number one motivator was to have more freedom.
This is a mission Masaib took incredibly seriously. He became obsessed with changing his life.
I became so obsessed with success. I became obsessed with changing my life. I became obsessed with following the successful people. Why are other people successful? Why does everyone has the same 24 hours in a day and they make so much money and we have the same 24 hours in a day and we are stuck? Slowly, I realized that, you know, it's number one thing is the vision. You need to have a bigger mindset. You need to tell your brain again and again that you can do it. So I actually made a vision board at that time as well. I made a full vision board. I took the pictures from the internet. And I actually bought a book at that time from Lewis House, The School of Greatness. That book actually really changed my life because it kind of broke down the step-by-steps, like what successful people do every single day, you know, how they wake up and how they are spending every single day. So again, in that book, number one thing was the vision. You know, you cannot have a life that you want without having the vision for it. You need to know exactly where you are going. I started watching motivational videos all the time. I was driving, I was listening to videos. I was showering, I was listening to videos. I was obsessed with that. Like, I want to achieve that success.
So, with this motivation to find freedom and an all-out obsession with changing his life, Masaib found private label e-commerce. He took some courses, he did some research, and he finally found a product he could sell.
It was a camera wrap. You use it to wrap the camera and put it in your camera bag because it avoids having scratches on your camera lens. And, you know, this product I identified because I got a software which was showing me there was only one competitor at that time for that product. And based on all the teachings of Amazon, they said identify a small market where, you know, there's not a lot of competition. You can improve the product, you can improve the listing, you can make a better product, better packaging, and then sell it at a lower price. So this guy was selling like really expensive, I think $39.99 at that time. And I thought this product was doing $100,000 a month. And I was like, you know, this is really good. Like even if I take like 20, 30% from him, you know, it's good enough for me. $20,000-$30,000 a month at that time. But I was still very skeptic. I will be honest with you. Since I was coming from this like mindset of doing a job, I was procrastinating. I did identify the product, but I was not pulling the trigger on it. I was questioning myself again and again. And I think some of my friends actually may have pushed me to just take action on it because they were actually making fun of me all the time. You know, you've been saying that you're going to start a business and, you know, whenever I would sit with them, they would make fun of me that, you know, you're just all talk and no play. But it worked out well because they pushed me that, you know, hey, I cannot be all talk and no play. I actually need to like, you know, figure this out, just pull the trigger on it. And even if I fail, you know, at least I know that I would have tried. I can tell myself, hey, I tried this as well. It didn't work for me. So the sales were good. I found some suppliers on Alibaba, found 2-3 different suppliers, ordered the samples from 3 people. I like samples from one of them. That supplier was really good. His quality was really good. And he was actually able to customize a couple of things for me based on the understanding of the product from me. So I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer. So I obviously like told them a couple of modifications. And I ordered the product. When the product was actually finally arriving, it gave me a push. Hey, you know, it's almost coming in stock. And so I found someone on Fiverr to write the whole listing for me. I paid like $200-$300 for it. Then I found a local photographer. I gave the product to him to do like a full nice video shoot. I spent a lot of money on that. I think so based on the data, the other guy was doing about 100K. So I think my initial order was like $30,000. The product price was like $6.5 per piece. So I ordered like a lot. And the product, when it actually came in stock, you know, it was just like crickets, you know, no one was buying it.
It was his big bet. He researched the product, built up the courage, spent 30K of his own money that he'd saved, and nothing. The product wasn't selling, and he had a choice. Give up and take it as a loss, or push it harder.
Why is it not selling? Like, why? Why is it not selling? I was just checking 12 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., Then I thought maybe the product listing that I got from Fiverr, the person who wrote it is not good. So I started learning how to write the product listing myself, you know, how to maybe include more keywords in it. You know, maybe the title is not good. Maybe the Amazon description is not good. So maybe it's not ranking well. So I started learning more and, you know, started figuring out how can I optimize the title? How can I optimize the bullet points? How can I optimize the description? Then I did that. That didn't even work. Still was doing 2-3 sales a day. Then I went to the pictures. Okay, what can I do on the pictures? Because the pictures were just normal. I thought maybe I can include some features and benefits on the pictures. And maybe people are seeing the pictures. They are not seeing the differences between me and the competitor. I did that and still it was not selling. And then I realized maybe that the customized product that I have ordered is not actually needed by people because the data was still showing me that the guy is doing 100,000 sales a month, right? But his camera app was a little bit smaller in size than mine. So I thought, you know, maybe I ordered a big one and people don't need that big of a wrap because I was trying to go for something, you know, custom. So I talked to the same supplier and I said, you know, I want to order a smaller version as well. So I ordered a smaller version too to test it out. And I think they gave it to me, that one for $4.5. The other one was like $7. Same customization, but just the size was different. So I ordered that, I think maybe 2,000 pieces. And it came in stock and it was still crickets. It was not working.
As you can hear, Musayib tried everything. He changed the photos. He changed the description. He's now spent an additional 9K just to change the product. And it's still not selling.
One day, I actually downloaded another software and I opened that software and I saw the sales of the same camera app. That other software was showing $100,000 per month. This was showing $14,000 per month. So that was like a shocker for me. Hey, shit, like this is not accurate because Amazon doesn't share their data about sales with anyone, right? And I did not know that. I did not have that knowledge because I was a newbie. So I realized, hey, you know, these people don't have that information. So they're all doing their own estimation. And that guy did the estimation in a wrong way. And that's why his data was skewed, which actually, after some time, he also fixed their algorithm and they also fixed their estimations about that product. But that kind of like gave me a shocker that, hey, you know, this is all has been based on the wrong data. I said, you know, I'm not going to give up, because I started realizing, like, I have learned so much. And instead of giving up, I realized that this has a potential. And I was actually excited about doing these things. I actually doubled down on some other products. I said, you know, screw this product. I'm going to finish this, you know, whatever the stock is, which did not sell. And I had to actually, you know, discard all the inventory. But I started going in another route because I said, I'm not giving up. This has to work. I don't care. Even if I lose money, this has to work. And I'm going to make this work. This new product that I have found out, it has some potential. I verified the data for the next products from 2-3 different sources. So I doubled down on those products. And eventually, like, you know, those things started to surface up. And I'm still losing money on the new products as well. So first 6 months, I was not profitable. I wasn't making any money. But then I still kept on adding more and more products, low-cost products that actually had the potential. I was engineering some of my own products myself. I went with a baby brand and a fitness brand. So I launched 3-4 products in the baby brand, 3-4 products in the fitness brand, and optimizing them at the same time. I had no employees at that time. I was just doing everything myself. And yeah, eventually at the end of the year, I ended up closing in 1 million in revenue.
From the beginning, Musayib was obsessed with changing his life. It was his commitment and obsession that kept him afloat. When his products weren't selling and when his savings were depleting, he knew he'd find something that would stick.
The biggest lesson that I have learned is that success is going from failure to failure without the loss of motivation.
That's it for this episode. I want to thank Musayib for sharing his story and advice, and you, thanks for listening. I've been your host, Dan Murray-Serta. I'll see you next time.